environmental destruction I work tirelessly to enact from sunup to sundown for an exorbitant salary. Check out this social media post of me biking up a mountain. See? This is who I really am. I just don't think working at an evil company should define me. I've only worked here for 7 years. What about the 25 years before when I didn't work here? In fact, I wasn't working at all for the first 18 years of my life, and for some of those early years, I didn't even have objet permanence, which is oddly similar to the sociopathic detachment with which I now think about other humans. And besides, I don't plan to stay at this job forever, just for my prime working years until I can install a new state-of-the-art infinity pool in my country home. The problem is that whenever I think I'm going to leave, there's always the potential for a promotion, and also a new upgrade for the pool, like underwater disco lights. Because here's the thing, it's not me committing these acts of evil. I'm just following orders. Until I get promoted, then I'll get to give them. But until then, I do whatever my supervisor tells me to do, and that's just how work works. Sure, I chose to be here, and yes, I could almost certainly find a job elsewhere, but redoing my resume would take time. Also, I don't feel like it. Besides, once a year, my company mandates all employees to help clean up a local beach, and I almost always go. And those are some excerpts from a McSweeney's piece by Emily Bressler, November 12, 2025, called "I Work for an Evil Company, but Outside Work, I'm Actually a Really Good Person." And thanks to Emily for writing that. I hope that we'll hear more from Emily, and I'll be able to read more of this. That perfectly expressed it. The people with power and privilege and influence and, as the piece said, exorbitant salaries within these big tech companies are carrying out the orders of these tech oligarchs that have such harmful effects on society. As the piece says, they're sociopathic in nature, and yet the executives carry them out. And you have to wonder, is it a severance kind of thing, like that TV show where they turn their brain off when they go home and say, well, that was at work, I'm a different person out here? There has to be some compartmentalization that goes on. Otherwise, you got to ask the question, how do you live with yourself using your time on Earth to build systems to oppress and predate on and exploit everyone else around you? It's incredible that people would choose to do that, really, for any amount of money. I can understand if someone has no prospects, no money, and they are themselves in a precarious position, and they take a job that they have to take because of the, you know, healthcare or for some visa issue. I understand that. That's different. I'm not talking about those people. You know, someone is working in the cafeteria at Facebook or something. That's totally different. I'm talking about the people way, way, way up at the top who have job mobility, as I said, and could work somewhere else, but they choose not to. How low can the tech oligarchs go? And how low can everybody else go, too? That's the question. Hope it's given you some food for thought, friends. Until next time, you know what to do. Avoid Apple. Abandon Amazon. Forget Facebook. And whatever you do, get off Google. You're listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I want you to stay tuned for the man no one can handle, and that's Dave Mandel. He's got a show called It's Complicated. As I say, it's not complicated. It's prog rock. It's the simplest possible thing. It should be called It's Simple. That should be the name of the show. And to go out today, I thought we could play a song by Stereolab called Space Moment. I'll see you next time, friends. Have a good one.
Oh yeah. Welcome to another exciting installment of It's Complicated, an hour of prog and prog-adjacent music. I'm Dave Mandel, the host of this show, and I'll be with you till 8 this evening, Eastern Time. Thanks so much for joining me. Loads of good music for you tonight, in case you were wondering. And let's start with something. Occasionally, I like to prove the show worthy of its name, It's Complicated, and this track should do it. This is going to be something from the group Zevious, Z-E-V-I-O-U-S, and I guess I should warn you, get your calculators out for this one. See you on the other side. We'll be right back. and a potpourri of odd time signatures there from the group Xevious. We heard a piece called Pantocyclist. Is that the track I played? Maybe. Yes. And that comes off an album called Passing Through the Wall, released on the Cuneiform label a few years ago. And Cuneiform is an American label, more than a few years ago. I think it's a 2013 release, if you want to be absolutely precise about it. Cuneiform is an American label based down in Maryland that specializes, I think you'd have to say, in prog and prog-adjacent music. So I do feature a lot of stuff on that label on this show, and that's fine. Cuneiform Records. We're going to hear now a French group, a group called Herbe Rouge, he says with the authentic French R. And this group was active in the 70s. They put out only this one album, which was self-titled. And we're going to hear a track from it, a longish piece, but I think that's okay. Here we go.
Laughing too. That big fat swain got a beard to be blue. I scratch her back until her eyes turn red. She looked at me and said, I'm gonna put you in my bed.
Thank you. prépare mes bottines. On me disait toujours, on peut mieux faire.
Alors là, je désespère. Je désespère.
Alors là, vraiment, j'hallucine. Voilà le chat qui revient avec son frère.
Qu'est-ce qu'ils vont nous faire? Qu'est-ce qu'ils vont nous faire? Qu'est-ce qu'ils vont nous faire?
Des évangélistes, les chaloux vont s'en hélas en chant du chaque soproniste. Swinguez le jour, swinguez toute la nuit. Soufflez par le nez, par les oreilles. Suivez tous les sentiers, même interdits. Vous verrez, c'est étonnant, y'en a pas de pareil.
Debout les gars, réveillez-vous, ok. Osez à tous les fonds. Vous trouviez ma chanson bien démodée. Maintenant je la chante encore, et c'est très bien.
I just like to say that those false endings make a DJ want to strangle somebody. But it's okay. Music there from the group Herbe Rouge, French hippies, I guess you might say. That's definitely not an insult. French hippies are probably my favorite hippies. And we heard a track from a self-titled album released in 1978, the only album they ever released as far as I know. And it was a track called Sol Mineur ou La Raga des Souris from Herbe Rouge, or Herbe Rouge, I guess would be the English transliteration of it. Speaking of French music, not hippies, this guy is not a hippie by any stretch of the imagination. I played last week, was it last week? Last week or the week before, I played music by Guigou Chenevier, a track by Guigou Chenevier, who is best known as a French drummer, who's best known as best known for his time in the group Etron Fou, which a band he played with for, you know, I don't know, 20 years or something. And we are now going to hear something from another member, another former member of Etron Fou. And like Guigou Chenevier, this guy has played with and led many other bands, but probably best known for his role in the group Etron Fou. And his name is Ferdinand Richard, plays bass and sings, and generally plays a six-string bass, very, very, very unusual, instantly recognizable bass playing style. Etron Fou had no guitar. It was just drums, bass, saxophone, and then organ later on. So the bass sort of played the role of bass and guitar, and it's a six-string bass. So really unusual sound and style of playing, and he's really, really, really good bass player, incredibly competent, technical bass player. Anyway, we're going to hear a track from an album he released in 1983. It was called En Avant, which means forward, like forward march. And it's the subtitle of the album is Eight Songs in Eight Languages, which is what it is eight tracks on the album, eight pieces, eight songs on the album, each of them in a different language. And we're going to hear a track in Spanish called Hombre de Lodo. So this is Ferdinand Richard from 1983 singing for you in Spanish.
He aquí la historia de un hombre utilizado por el Estado francés, hombre de lodo y violencia. Sigamos su pista desde el fin de la Segunda Guerra Mundial. Es un miserable pequeño proxeneta. El año 1961 lo patrocinó como tantos otros truhanes, una policía paralela muy secreta que lo ayudó a evadirse de cárcel. Esta banda de reincidentes es encargada de combatir a toda fuerza los oponentes derechistas al régimen vigente. Logra ser un espía portador de una falsa cédula policial, tortura y asesina en la casa Andrea, en Argelia. Después que acude a la guerra avergonzada, dicen que recibió una formación especial en una escuela de policía, mientras lo sigue buscando la justicia por robo y diversos crímenes. Después que asesinara a un oficial de policía, poco informado de sus actividades extraoficiales, se escapa a Argentina, sin dudas gracias a cierta tejada de ladrones de alta clase, protegidos por su pertenencia al servicio de orden de los políticos al poder. Dicen también que lo habría ayudado un famoso actor del cine francés. También vive Alia desde el 47, otro francés considerado por los policías de la narcótica oficina yanqui como uno de los reyes de la droga. Está ligado con ex-nazi. En Francia lo habían condenado a muerte por contumacia por su pertenencia a la Gestapo durante la última guerra, torturas y matanzas de partidarios. Nuestra espía viene a ser su ejecutor usando pasaportes diplomáticos entregados por los servicios secretos franceses, que los siguen ampliando. Logra infiltrarse en calidad de instructor en el frente del Ejército de Liberación en Argentina y después a fugarse en el Uruguay, robando los $250,000 del movimiento e informaciones que los servicios secretos franceses venden de regreso al gobierno argentino. Se infiltra otra vez en las filas de los Tupamaros, probablemente según los órdenes del embajador de Francia en Uruguay, responsable de los servicios del informe. Entrega a 150 guerrilleros. Debido a la insistencia de la narcótica oficina yanqui, lo detuvieron en Brasil el 20 21 de octubre del 72. Lo extraditaron a Estados Unidos y lo condenaron a 20 años de cárcel el 1 de diciembre del mismo año. Cuídense de los lobos hebreos de carnicería. Se nutren de la sangre de los muertos con un apetito ciego.
Fabulous, no? Music there from Ferdinand Richard and from his album En Avant, released in, 1983. I'll stick with that number, with that date. And a track called Hombre de Lodo, sung in Spanish. And again, that album, which you should look for, actually. I don't know how in print it is. I'm sure it must have been reissued on CD by now. But very, very, very good album. And again, a song sung in Spanish, and right, Ferdinand Richard. We are going to hear now a group from we're gonna come back stateside. I knew there was something else I wanted to say. The cello on that track, I'm pretty sure, was played by Tom Cora, the late great Tom Cora. It's been a long time, but digging in the cobwebs of my mind, I'm pretty sure. That was Tom Cora playing that twisted cello on that song. Very, very nice. And as I was saying, we're going to come back stateside, back domestically here in these United States. And we're going to hear a track from a group called Magic Fig, who hail from San Francisco. And we're going to hear a track from a self-titled album they released like a year or two ago. And it will be a piece called Obliteration. And don't be misled. It starts off kind of normal like, but eventually they come to their senses and start playing in 5/4 time. So wait for it. This is the group of 7/8, not 5/4, 7/8. Oh my goodness. Right, this is the group Magic Fig.
Of my
Music there from Magic Fig, who I'm sure many of you will know, not the most obscure band in the world. That's okay. That's fine. That's totally fine. And we heard a track called Obliteration from a self-titled record released when? 2024, I think, last year. Magic Fig. I am going to do something now. Definitely going to do something. That's for sure. We're going to hear music from Ariel Calma, who is French, and sort of this is where we get into the Prague-adjacent territory, but good stuff, I would say. Ariel Calma has a big, big catalog, and I would say sometimes bordered on kind of new, almost New Agey kind of stuff, and this track I'm going to play has sort of a world music-y bent. Little bit of Arthur Russell, maybe. Anyway, you decide. Enough of my opinions on this. But we're going to hear a track from 2015 from Ariel Calma, a piece called Back Africa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music there from Ariel Kalma, that's K-A-L-M-A, French composer, very interesting guy, who, as someone on the comments board just pointed out, died just a few months ago, I think in June, and released loads of recordings his own, under his own name, as well as a lot of collaborations, did a lot of, used a lot of non-Western, you know, quote, native instruments, percussion, and so on, and often mixed them with electronic instruments, and very interesting guy, and as you just heard there, pretty complicated, hence the hence me playing it on this show, a lot of complex non-Western kind of rhythms there, Ariel Kalma, and a track called Back Africa, in case you missed it the first time. I'm now going to play something from a Finnish group called Hydria Space Folk, and we're going to hear a track from a from an album called HDRSF1. I'm trying to get the exact title here. Yes, that is, in fact, the exact title of the record, I believe, HDRSF1. And we're going to hear a piece called Kefar 1 from, again, the group Hydria Space Folk. They're finished. This is from 2001, if you're interested. And also, if you're interested, you may be. It's in this track really is in 5/4 time. Hydria Space Folk. Sorry, I'm going to talk over this a bit because we're reaching the end of the line. In the background, you're listening to Odyssey, the group, quote, group Odyssey. It's actually one person, a Polish composer named Tomasz Hosek. And it's a track from an album called Music for Subway. Music for Subway is, no, I think it's singular, Music for Subway. And we're listening to Music for Subway, Station 16. Kind of a Tangerine Dream kind of thing, maybe. And before that, what did we hear before that? Hydria Space Folk from Finland. And that's going to do it for me. Thanks for listening, folks. The pleasure has been all mine, as usual. Hope to see you next time. Amanda's next. Daniel follows. Stick around. You're listening to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Here comes Amanda, and see you next time.
Out here in the field.
Number one is going to surprise you. You won't see it in most of the textbooks on selling. It's best known only to the successful veteran salesmen, and they don't usually have time to write books. They're writing orders. Here it is, miracle method number one. Enjoy yourself. Look happy. Act happy. Be happy. Look at any really successful salesman, and what's the first thing you notice? He loves it. He enjoys his freedom, he enjoys his customers, he enjoys the contact with people. His sheer enjoyment of selling is one of his greatest miracle methods. Customers like to give their business to a man who loves what he's doing. Love what you're doing and be happy. How? Here's how. The first thing you have to do to really enjoy it is understand just who you are. Maybe you've been selling so long that you've forgotten. Yes, as the salesman, you are the heart of your company. In fact, you are the key to this whole free economy. Your production people can produce, that's fine. But they can't create $1 worth of profit. They can pile your product up in warehouses and on shipping platforms until it pushes off the roof. They can produce those units 6 a minute. But until some salesman sells them at the rate of 6 a minute, the first dollar's worth of profit has not been made. Can the accountants make a profit? No, they only count them. The company lawyers? No, they only protect them. These are overhead departments. The only man who is going to turn a dollar for that company is the salesman. So enjoy your position. It's the key position. The salesman is the shortest line between here and prosperity. He's the one man who makes this whole American thing work. A good salesman comes in all shapes, sizes, and backgrounds. But if he stuck to the profession successfully for 5 years, he wears one wonderful identity. He walks this earth with the absolute bold, unshakable, fantastic conviction that just around the next corner lies a bonanza. And the miracle of it is, often enough, it does. A good salesman is calm, optimistic, confident. When he stops being that, he's dead. So project that optimism to the customer. Remember this, for a lot of customers, you're the only ray of light that comes in all day. When you come in, let that aroma of fresh air, vitality, and optimism rub off on everyone in the building, and you'll see the whole place will brighten up. And when you walk out, there'll be a hole in the room. They want to place their order with that fellow who likes what he's doing. Subconsciously, they feel that a little of that excitement of life will rub off on them. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your customers. Now, you can't put it on and off like a coat. You've got to mean it. It's not hard to do, because let's face it, indirectly that man you're looking at across the desk is going to provision your team. How can you be very mad at him? Now, perhaps you're just starting. Spending life itself, you are. Spend those days as if each one were worth $1,000 apiece. They can be. Do you think you have 365 selling days in your year? You don't. Take out Saturdays, Sundays, holidays, vacations, and meetings in the home office. You're lucky to get 200 selling days. And each of those days,